Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
COVID-19 has killed 197,000 Americans and so many countless others in the world. We have the hard numbers, but you get it. There are a lot of things that are happening in 2020 that we didn't predict or believe could really nab us. We're almost out of hurricane names. That's how bad it's gotten with the weather. Sally washing ashore, certainly bringing a wall of water behind her. And what about voters? Who are they going to be behind? We start there this time around. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, are you undecided? It just seems to me that at this point, when we're talking about, 49 days until November 3rd, it would just seem that your mind would be locked up, right? But I guess there are people that are eeny, meeny, miny, moeing it. And I don't just mean for president, for other people they might elect in their area, or issues, I guess, that they're voting on. I don't get it. I'm just thinking that full speed ahead. But, the presidential debates perhaps could sway a few people. The first one, I keep talking about it because I'm trying to drill this date into you so that you watch. Not that I'm trying to get ratings for anyone, but and it'll be interesting to see, instead of the tweet fights and the one-sided sound bites, to actually see Biden and the president go toe-to-toe, so to speak, on these things that are affecting our lives, the wildfires, the 35 people dead, in California, looking at the amount of acreage and everything else, but and Oregon, the six towns completely decimated, and Washington, where Seattle's air quality is ridiculous, and same thing for San Francisco and Los Angeles, and the firefighters who are just completely, utterly exhausted but continue to do what they do. And then the argument over, is this climate change and what's going on and what are they doing, especially in California? You can bet that's something that'll come up. But certainly the virus will take the main stage in the debate, and the handling of the virus, and where do we go from here. And at the time of the debate, there's not going to be a vaccine. There's going to be claims about vaccines, and we're hearing that, and boy, let's hope so. I guarantee the president will be asked about, could he have done more to stop the virus, and I'm sure that Biden will be asked, if you're president, what would you do in this pandemic situation. And the idea of herd mentality, does herd mentality work or doesn't it? And the president is defending his assertion that the novel coronavirus would disappear with or without a vaccine because we developed that herd mentality. He talked about that at a town hall in Pennsylvania with George Stephanopoulos and said, you'll develop the herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be that herd developed, and that's going to happen. But with the vaccine, I think it'll go away quickly. And so that's what he said. And he meant herd immunity. So herd immunity, and whether or not that occurs when enough people have immunity to prevent the spread of a disease. And that term has come up a lot during this. I mean, we're getting close to that 200,000 mark of deaths in the U.S. And, of course, the warning of what a second wave of COVID-19 smashing against the flu season will look like. And I believe that that's what we're going to see in the debate. A lot of conversation about that. A lot of conversation as to, you know, what's going to happen. And the president was asked about his response to the coronavirus, and a poll show a majority of Americans don't approve, even Republicans, some Republicans, of the way it's all been handled. But because of Bob Woodward and his book coming out, and the president denying downplaying the virus publicly, despite this recording that Woodward has out there and has been airing all over the place, the president said he was not looking to be dishonest with the public. He said he regretted nothing about his response, saying his administration had done a great job, because he said that he didn't want people to panic, that we've been working toward a vaccine, and that's what we were looking at, the vaccine, and not making people panic. And as I said at the top of this, I think by now people know, I do. I know that the polls don't really show that, but I think most people think, I think most people know how they're going to vote. Now, could something happen unforeseen that could change that? I suppose so. Within 49 days, but we're so close. That's why this debate and the three debates altogether are pretty interesting. Maybe there, something said or something's done that changes somebody's mind. I mean, that's all I can think. Because at this point, you know, game on, and it's about it's the argument over your vote counts. I got a thing in the mail today that said your vote counts, and here's where early voting is. And I wonder how many people are going to do the early voting thing. And that's a good way to tell a little bit about what direction things may head. But still, even with polls, as we all know, it can look one way and then go in a different direction. And some of these battleground states, I think, are pretty tight. They could really flex probably either way right now. That's how it looks to me. And I mentioned this, that the National Hurricane Center, I said it in a previous hour, is out of storm names. What do you do? I mean, it's that bad, you run out of storm names. You know what they talk about? What they do next? The Greek alphabet. Did you know that? If nothing else you take away from this show, you have just learned that. But it was because they used the last of the names on the official Atlantic storm names for 2020. The only one left is Wilford. 21 names are pre-approved. That's what they do. The World, did you know this? The World Meteorological Organization approves the names. Then, you know, they could come up with some other names, but most likely they move, this is what they always traditionally do, so they will. They move to the Greek alphabet. So they have, right, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta. I know the Greek alphabet, so right away that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, here we go. Hurricane Alpha. It's so unlikely for this to happen, right? It's so rare for that to happen. So, I'm wondering, do you know the Greek alphabet? Do you want to know the Greek alphabet? Maybe on the flip side I'll go through the whole Greek alphabet. Nah, I'm not going to do that. But you know the couple of them, right? Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu. Okay, that's as far as we go. I don't think we're going to get past that. If we do, we are all in trouble, because we're going to get hammered by that wall of water as we're talking about this next storm that's coming in. Hang with us. It's about the numbers, and that's where we're headed.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Unless you mess with COVID-19 and you're a spreader. A 26-year-old American woman ignored quarantine instructions to go on a bar crawl in Germany and caused an outbreak. Yeah, German media, they're all over the story. She works in a Bavarian town. She ignored those instructions until her COVID-19 test results were ready. And she was not a winner when they came out. She tested positive. She went out to a series of bars, including a karaoke bar. Local media reported that her tests were positive, and 24 people at the hotel where she is have tested positive for it, with 49 new infections in the town. Ooh, she could face criminal proceedings because they're blaming her. They're saying she caused the outbreak. She ignored quarantine instructions to go on this bar crawl, so she's going to pay the price. She had the symptoms, they got the results, and can you imagine what that means? Because 49 new cases in 7 days, more than 700 people in this town have taken coronavirus tests since her results, and what does that mean? There is a fine. There's just a fine for breaking quarantine, and that would be the equivalent euros to dollars, $2,370. But she could face the criminal deal and civil, which would be anywhere from 6 months to 10 years in prison. Wow. I mean, they're not messing around. Oh, it's beautiful in Germany, but you don't want to break quarantine. I went to a karaoke bar. Listen, in America, that's what we're doing. My pals are just doing whatever they want to do. So why can't I do what I want to do? Alan Dershowitz in this version of We Can Count, files a $300 million lawsuit against CNN over coverage of the president's impeachment. So he's saying they spread a false narrative by re-airing a clip of his comments during the impeachment trial that omitted a portion of his statement. And he said, following the airing of the clip over and over again, the hosts with their panel guests went into these diatribes and long narratives about it. And he said, it is preposterous and foolish on its face. And it falsely painted a picture of me. So Dershowitz said, you know, this is what this suit is about. $300 million in compensatory and punitive damages as well as a jury trial. Wow. I mean, that's actually huge when you think about it, if that suit goes through, what that means. And this is over a clip and then the conversation that they constantly, and it was aired a lot, I remember that, and the conversation that kept coming up over and over again, because they were painting a certain picture of him. So it'll be one to watch, let's put it that way, because that has an effect on I think future people maybe going the same route. Deaths in the United States of COVID-19, we are nearing 200,000, 198,646. Confirmed cases, 6.6 million plus. Over 3.6 million have recovered, however, from it. Globally, deaths, 933,000. Confirmed cases, 29 million, and those that recovered, 19 plus million. Thank goodness for that number. But this is what we're in, and there's reopenings, and there are areas that are shutting down, and there's arguments about what is right and, you know, what is wrong. Hey, coming up in our next segment, Bevin Knight. And he's got a book called The Wishing Tree. Oh, I wish this would all go away. Take the fires away. Take the wall of water that keeps smashing into the Gulf Coast away. And take us back to January of 2020, when we all thought we were going to have the best rocking year of our lives entering into a new decade. The Wishing Tree is about a sorcerer's apprentice who locks in with a powerful spirit in a tree because they've got a bleak future. Does any of this sound familiar? The supplies of game and fish are dwindling. Young men are deserting their families on a quest of elusive dreams. That could be my handwriting, but they're facing this quest of these dreams that they're on, and they're dealing with a vengeful tree spirit. I don't want to tell you too much about it, but anyway, it is actually, in all seriousness, a very fine tale, and we'll chat with him and his lovely wife, Naomi, coming up in our next segment. All right, other numbers, because this, for goodness sake, is all about We Can Count numbers. This story is crazy. A suspect, he was fleeing the sheriff in Georgia, abandoned his winning lottery ticket. Yeah. So let's leave in your luck behind, I guess. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says the man had a Georgia Lottery scratch game card worth $100 when he ran away during a traffic stop on 75. He wasn't identified, but he was later taken into custody. Can I have that scratch off again? Can we just start this all over, please? I want my ticket. Give me a ticket. I need it. How about this? Looking at the numbers thing and looking at the Gulf Coast is bracing for that storm surge of over 10 feet from Hurricane, you know, Sally. And I keep saying it is ironic, right? So in New Orleans, it looks like they're missing all this. And we weren't sure, but there was a little bit of a turn that it took. So the hope is, and water has come down, by the way. What does it measure up to? I mean, that's what the key is. It's the surge that is so crazy. When you hit that coastline and you say, well, we're not sure. I mean, there's even up to 30 inches of rain that's possible. The wind gusts are over 60 miles an hour off the Louisiana coast. They still have in Biloxi, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, they still have hurricane warnings. They had wind gusts up to 70 miles an hour, I understand, earlier on Tuesday evening. But see, this is a storm that's barely moving, so that's the heavy rain that can cause that flooding, because it lasts. It lasts, doesn't go away. Central Alabama getting over 15 inches of rain? Ooh. Yeah, that's not good, right? I was looking at a report earlier in Pensacola and at a place called Quiet Water Beach. That parking lot was flooded in the picnic area and, you know, whatever. The trash bins just kind of got flooded and pushed to the side. And you could see that, I mean, it almost looked like a little bit of a swimming pool. So historic flooding is what it's shaping up to be. Anybody in a low-lying area or flood prone, that's where you have to be concerned. So it is about, it's about the water and taking that serious. They've taken the flooded roads and they barricaded them. That's what they do. Because you see it too many times, and you've got now the seventh hurricane so far this season and making landfall in the Gulf. It depends on the tides, it depends on where, and there is water, but how much water? How about the court siding with the Trump administration to halt the humanitarian relief program? A federal appeals court, rather, ruled in favor of the Trump administration on Monday. That decision could end legal status for about 400,000 immigrants living in the U.S. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals lifted the lower court's hold on the decision to dissolve temporary protection status for immigrants from the Sudan, Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua. TPS is a special, if you don't know, it is a special humanitarian exemption. It gives them the right to stay in the U.S. temporarily without a path to citizenship. And when you had, like, the Haiti earthquake in 2010, there was a lot of people that came to the United States temporarily. The earthquakes in El Salvador, there were people, for example, that came because of that. So pay attention. Today's court decision ends the protections to end for some people as early as maybe March. Salvadorians wouldn't see their legal status ended until November of 2021 at the earliest. Stay with us for Mr. Knight.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters are saying Hurricane Sally will bring historic flooding. The Category 1 storm is expected to reach the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. They say the storm is moving slowly, so it's hard to predict where it will make landfall.
We have encouraged those individuals that are in low-lying areas to please move north. Please go find a family member or friends to stay with. so that we don't put our emergency first responders in harm's way.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says people in the coastal areas and along Mobile Bay have to evacuate.
My fellow Alabamians, Hurricane Sally is not to be taken for granted.
Hurricane warnings stretch from Mississippi to Florida. 20 inches of rain is expected near the coast. This is USA Radio News. There was a signing ceremony at the White House between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, and also Israel and Bahrain. They've agreed to normalize relations. The deal was brokered by the Trump administration. The president said it was a good thing.
These are very strong agreements. These are very strong. This is really peace. This is serious peace. And so I think what Israel gets, the most important thing that they're getting by far is peace.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said it was welcome news, but he wants to see the details of the agreement to make sure.
I've always said that it's long past due for nations in the region to normalize relations with Israel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the signing of the agreement a distraction. In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
All right, everybody knows how I like a good tale. How about a tale times three, a trilogy? When you can't get enough of the first book, you want a second one, and oh yeah, you get a third one, and then we're going to beg them to write another one or another story. So Bevan Knight is a retired librarian. He lives in Wellington, New Zealand. Oh, how I want to go to New Zealand. I can't tell you. And his wife, Naomi, is wonderful and has had such an amazing influence on these books. And the one that we're talking about is The Wishing Tree. The Wishing Tree is his first novel, and it's the first of this planned trilogy when he went into this. So welcome. Thank you both so much for joining me on the show. And the question is, Bevan, I'll start with you. What made you write the first book? What made you decide to come up with this? How did this happen?
Well, it happened because I read somewhere, and I don't quite remember where, but that there was a little village in Hong Kong where there was a wishing tree, and where it proved so popular that people were throwing their paper wishes all over the tree. That wasn't good for the tree. It was a real burden on the tree. It was blocking the light. And so the locals had to build racks on which to put people could put their wishes in future and protect the tree, because the tree was a real draw card for the village. So that's great. That was my starting point. It got me thinking about wishes as a burden. I started thinking of that more in terms of people. How could wishes be a burden? Well, then I realized that we, in fact, are imaginative people. We can think ahead. We can think of things that we don't have. In fact, the commercial world encourages us to do that all the time. It drives us along. So But along with wish, along with desire, there is the possibility of anxiety, even fear. Things may not work out as we want. We set our minds on a particular target. It doesn't work out, perhaps, or there is some anxiety about whether it will or not. And that is, I think, why we have a burden with our wishes. So really, that's how it got started. It started initially just as a short story, because I've been writing short stories as a break from my logical brain work that I was doing. And then I found that grew, really. It was a very easy book to write, I have to say. It just about wrote itself when I got going, when I got the characters into it. So really, that was it. That's how it started.
What about synchronicity in our lives? You know, a lot of things were coming together, weren't they?
Oh, yes, I think they are, and they do. And you, Kate, you were another bit of synchronicity, I think, in this respect, because we've just had Fiverr installed. I've just set up a website for myself. So, yeah, things are starting.
The synchronicity, I love that Naomi threw that in there. There is something to that. And your book takes science fiction and fantasy, and you weave it into the tale. So I love that you gave the background of thinking about wishes, and that we have these ideas in our heads about wishes, and will they come true, and oh, what if we could only find a sorcerer or a genie or someone to help us? And you're interesting. In this book, you take us on this quest that takes us through a lot of adventures. And you said this book practically wrote itself. So I have to believe that absolutely you are somebody who likes science fiction, who likes fantasy. And of course, I mentioned what your occupation was. You like books. So telling a tale and sitting down and writing it, how did you know that this was the direction you wanted to take? Did it just kind of grab you as the story unfolded?
I think it really did. It just went like that. I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen. I think a lot of writers are like this. They write and they're not quite sure how things are going to work out even. But they set the conditions, and the conditions will determine how things work out in the end. Well, whether you've got fantasy or actually fantasy is one of the hardest things, because you've got to set rules for it and you've got to imply them, get them to the reader. Whereas if you're writing about the real world, then everyone knows what the rules are. So that's an added problem with fantasy. When you've got science fiction, it's a little different as well. It gets quite entangled. But so what I had to do was steer away through having those two things. And I did this by having this alien species who see the world. They're on a scientific expedition, and they're visiting this planet. The second planet they visit is planet Earth, a little way into the future, and the third planet is another one, which is which I won't go into now. That would take too long. But so this first, what they have to do is what I had to do rather is show that they are seeing the world in a completely different way from the inhabitants of the planet itself, that the alien species see the world in a completely different way. So that's really how it worked for me.
If we were sitting next to each other on a plane or at a cafe and we started talking and you mentioned to me that you were a writer and you told me about your book, what would you tell all the people that are listening? What is the story about? What's the story about?
Okay, what's the story about? It's
learning to fly.
the main thing it's about, well, the critical point, which is right at the beginning, is a sorcerer's apprentice locks a demon-like creature into a rather special tree, a very powerful tree on this planet. The tree itself has its own powers. It attracts people, and it attracts animals, anything. It has sends out scents or something or other, special waves or something to attract creatures to it. And it has a rather gruesome approach because it will use their bodies to feed itself. But when you put this demonic spirit in it as well, it becomes rather terrible. And what then has to happen is that the people on the planet find that this tree spirit entity is harming their life cycle, their culture, how they can manage how they manage their lives
and their relationships,
so they set out on an expedition to try and find the source of the problem and deal with it. But the demonic creature has such terrible powers that that proves a very hazardous undertaking. So the story is mainly about the different characters who set out on this expedition and what happens to them, how they cope or don't cope. I don't know how much I should say without giving things away for people who want to read it, but I think it is sufficiently unexpected, the things that happen to make it.
I think that's a perfect description. I think you nailed it right there. Stop. You nailed it. You told us exactly what the story is about. So what do you hope the impact is of your books, actually the trilogy? So this book, The Wishing Tree, which you can get on Amazon, or, you know, the future books too. What do you hope your impact is on a reader?
Well, I hope primarily that they will enjoy, that they will be entertained and amused, and they will have a few laughs as it goes along, and perhaps a bit of excitement, suspended disbelief. If they go with that, it should be quite a thing for them. It will also
something on your bucket list. Hopefully it's something on your bucket list.
Well, obviously I'm doing that as well. I'm fulfilling. It's something I kind of meant to do. Well, I realised it's something I wanted to do.
He's talked about it as long as I've known him, Kay.
Ah, so there you go. For all the listeners, they just heard Naomi say this is something he's talked about his whole life, and you did it, so congratulations. I said to you before the interview, a lot of people never even get to that point. I think the book is wonderful. I think it takes you to all kinds of different places. I'm thinking the girl who wanted the moon and some of the other really great character chapters, etc. And we don't want to give too much away, but you will get lost in this story, and it's a perfect time to read it, and you can get it on Amazon. And the Knights are a wonderful couple, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
As the coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dress like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town, a little bit too rugged.
There's 10 million in Los Angeles. One of them, Milan Vukovic, joins us. He started what has been just an incredible product for so many people, and I believe in this product as well because I've seen it myself. I've seen what it's done for me. The Tahibo Tea Club, and we talk about the original Paul, Pure Paul D'Arco, and Tahibo Tea, and you hear certainly those spots in this show and in my Her Story feature and whatnot. So he joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked to him, and I'm glad to catch up with him. Elon, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well. The Tahibo Tea Club is as busy as it can be, as you can imagine, especially with everything that's going on with the virus. And fortunately, all our families at the Tahibo Tea Club are safe, and hopefully you and your family are likewise.
We are safe, and thank goodness. And I think you told me that you've got a son, right, that went to UCLA or is going to UCLA, so he would be in the middle of all that.
Oh, yeah, he's a third-year student at UCLA, and they shut down UCLA about 2 weeks ago and started having only online classes. And this week is the finals week for them, and so they're taking their classes online and their finals online, and then they their next quarter starts up in 2 weeks. The UCLA is on a quarter system, not on a semester system, so they do three quarters rather than two semesters. Anyway, they get a week off, then they come back for the third quarter. That's all going to be online. They found that recently. So it's going to be a new experience for them, and they're under lockdown as well. Now, fortunately, my son doesn't live in the dorms, so
right.
He's not quite as exposed. The dorms hold 12,000 kids, and most of them are two or three kids to a dorm room.
Yeah, so that's why they have to do that. There's no doubt. It was smart that they took that action even before this whole lockdown, because that would be too tight a quarters and too many possibilities. That whole social distancing wouldn't work. Let's tell, for people who don't know the story, how did your journey start? How did you start the Tahibo Tea Club? How did that all happen?
Well, I had colon pancreatic cancer in 1998. He was given 2 months to live because on the pancreas, very limited therapies that they can try. They don't operate on a pancreas. Today, they operate very limited if it's on the tip of the pancreas or something like that. In my dad's case, that wasn't an option. My dad's tumor on his pancreas was the size of a half a brick, and I was called and told to put his affairs in order. So, and he looked like he was going to pass. He's normally a man of 180 pounds. He was down to 120, so I started planning a funeral and called friends and family. I said, hey, listen, if you want to see Dad, you might want to come and see him now. And people started coming to ours. They brought the tea with them, and they said, this tea healed our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston, and nobody was saying anything except for planning a funeral. But I'm polite to the people. They left, and my dad figured, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference? I'm drinking water, I'm drinking tea. I got to drink something anyway. So he starts drinking the tea. 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find any cancer. My dad's been cancer-free now for over 21 years. He turned 87 last October 10th. So, and at the age of 87, not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drop. And he really does still cut my grass, which I'd be embarrassed about if it wasn't for the fact that he's doing it. And I know it's good for him.
Wow, that's such a crazy story. And so obviously you see this, and you just decide, I'm changing careers because I can't believe it.
Well, what happened was this, was that I actually wasn't changing careers, and that's why it's called the Tahibo Tea Club. And the reason that I started it was to be able to have the pure product available, which is not available at the stores or on the Internet or that sort of thing. I mean, this country is crazy. I mean, you can't even buy real honey. They pasteurize it. Why on earth would you pasteurize something?
Right.
That, you know, you can stick in a barrel and it'll last for 2,000 years. Or same thing with olive oil. You can't buy real olive oil at the stores. So I started just to have the pure product available, and I called the Cohibo Tea Club because I wanted to share information with people. You know, my dad's case I could share, other people would share their cases with us, and that's exactly what happened. Now, it did turn into a business and into a career because people started having phenomenal success. Not a week by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a miraculous success. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, you name it. And now the day goes by that somebody doesn't call in with some type of a success, but just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. And obviously, you saw it, you've seen it, and you've now seen it for a long time since you've been involved in this. And that's got to be the rewarding part, is the people sharing the stories. And that's why we're involved. I love hearing those stories. And I wanted the listeners to hear that story again. And so, you know, we don't know what's happening with COVID-19. But anything that helps your immune system, to me, and especially with things that you've seen, I think is a good deal, because I've seen it myself. Do you think that?
Which tree in the world that fungus does not grow on? So, as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So those benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things that it normally has to contend with. Now, for the last month or so since the coronavirus started, I've been getting phone calls, people asking me, you know, is it effective against the coronavirus? And I have to tell them, listen, I think it will be, although I don't have any direct knowledge yet, because the tea is effective against all kinds of viruses, including the common cold virus. For example, I haven't caught a cold in 10 years just because when I start feeling my throat getting constricted, I just drink a glass an hour of the tea for 4 or 5 hours at night before I go to sleep. By tomorrow morning, I don't have a cold. We also know it's effective to get rid of the flu, and not only that, even herpes and HIV virus. Well, the coronavirus, as they're telling us, has something like 3 components to it, strain of the HIV virus. So I've been telling everybody that, you know, because of its antiviral.
Right, because that's part of it.
And
I know what you're saying.
Every 2 months, it should work for the coronavirus. And just today, we actually got our first confirmation that it does work for the coronavirus.
Wow, because somebody called up and they had had that, and that's what they said?
Right. This lady in Montana ordered the tea 2 weeks ago, and she has lupus, and that's why she was buying the tea. The same day that she got the tea, she also tested positive for the coronavirus and started drinking the tea, and her symptoms went away. She got retested 2 days ago, and she's now negative. But what was also truly amazing was her old mother lives with her, and she's drinking the tea along with her in the house, and she never got the virus.
Wow. All right, so I think there's no question about it. It's certainly not going to hurt anyone out there, and it's, again, what we talk about, the purity of the tree, which is what makes such a big difference. Thank you so much, Milan Vukovic. Take care, my friend.
God bless all of you and all the work that you're doing. Thanks for having me on.
And all of you, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. As I'm fond of saying, mahalo, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.